Good day and welcome to the Westmont College conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Please be advised that your line will be muted throughout the duration of today's call. If at any time you have a question from today's presentation, please email all questions to questions@westmont.edu. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to President Gale Beebe. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much, and it's wonderful to be with you tonight via our conference call technology. And before we get underway with Westmont business, we are all mindful of the terrible storms that have been affecting the south and the east of our country, and we're especially mindful of the tornadoes that struck in the south. If you're one of our students affected by them, we just pray that you're staying safe. One of my favorite students, Margaret Taylor, is a first year from Highland Park, Texas. Margaret, if you're listening tonight, we prayed for you today. And Margaret, you live about a half mile from one of our board members, and I was on the phone with him this morning. And I know that the storms went just to the east of you, and just pray that God will continue to protect you. But hope everyone is well. The extended shelter-in-place request was announced yesterday that it'll continue through May 15th, so a month from tomorrow. Our governor, Governor Newsom, has also given directives. And if you go to the California Governor CA.gov website, it will give you the six conditions that have to be met before the shelter-in-place will be lifted. So we'll be watching that closely. We continue to try to provide spiritual resources that can help you during this time, and one of my favorites is just a brand new composition. Sarah Hooker, a graduating senior with a degree in music composition, did this beautiful musical number to Psalm 121, one of my favorite passages. I just encourage you to go to our website and enjoy it. And Sarah, if you're listening tonight, thank you again. It's just an incredible, beautiful composition. I was updated earlier today on the generosity of the Westmont constituents. We have just surpassed the $50,000 goal that unlocked the matching gift of $50,000. And we just want to thank all of you who, in a time of great personal sacrifice and challenge, is just pulling together to really help the college. We're grateful for this and just continue to be thankful for the generosity of our Westmont family. Those of you who we are praying every day, and we have a prayer team. If you have prayers that you would like to submit to us, please send them to prayers@westmont.edu. And we just have a rotating group of staff and faculty that are lifting these prayers to the Lord. And one of the ways in which we can respond to challenge and crisis is by being very mindful of God's presence with us. In fact, at times like this, I am reminded of when we stand in the face of the overwhelming power of nature, or in this case, the overwhelming power of disease, we actually face our mortality, and we're very mindful of how little we actually control our circumstances. We spend a great deal of time trying to control our circumstances, and these are times when we can actually deepen our understanding of life, of God, and the way in which God is present to us through the work of His Holy Spirit. I just pray that prayer for you. Moving into academics, May term has become very robust. We announced a week ago that we just out of necessity would need to move online, and we've actually enlarged our course offerings. We now have 22 courses for May term. We're looking at an all-time high for enrollment in May term, and we're just delighted in that. One of the new additions, which I just honestly, if you have a shot at taking this class, I'd take it, Philosophical Perspectives with Dr. Jim Taylor. We have just so many phenomenal faculty, but Jim is just one of the most outstanding philosophers. He wrote a book on the philosophy of religion. It's actually an introduction to apologetics. It's philosophy of religion is the area where, which is my PhD. And Jim's book is the best I've ever read in that discipline, and I'm just grateful for his work. And this is just a rare opportunity to get a shot at him during May term, so I'd really encourage you to take it. Several of you have asked about internships. You were planning to do a Westmont in San Francisco summer internship. That has been postponed, canceled, all of the above. And obviously, it's just the complications of life in California right now. We encourage you, if you haven't connected with Brad Berkey, to do so, and Brad will help work that out. One of the great features that we have, because we're getting ahead of the curve on this, is several of the internships that have been canceled in terms of a face-to-face internship are permitting us to do virtual internships. And so you'll be able to do it remotely, and Brad will do all the coordinating on that for you. Decisions about the fall overseas study programs will be made in the next 2 weeks, and students who signed up for the program will be informed by the Global Ed Office and their program directors. We will make the decision in time for students to apply for housing at Westmont should the overseas program not proceed as planned. And I probably should just move right into one of Edie's announcements for Student Life, which is housing will be unlocked after May 1. And the reason for that is we really need 2 more weeks to sort out what's going to be possible and what's most likely. We're still waiting to determine when it would be possible for students to come to campus to participate in summer research. Most of the professors have indicated a willingness to allow a late start in the research program. And we're cautiously optimistic that by midsummer we'll be open. Those are the indications. Again, we will follow the orders and directives of the government, both at the federal level and the state level. And we'll just have to continue to communicate and stay very close in our proximity to one another. Some of the professors are able to have the students do their research remotely. And again, this is just some of the innovations that our professors are able to offer. It will vary, of course, by the nature of the research. Students should continue checking with their supervising professors about this possibility. The fall 2020 housing I mentioned, in terms of May 1, May term and summer housing, Edie and her team have actually worked out an arrangement that it better explained in terms of just going to the website housing@westmont.edu and really following the directions there. We're just really pleased with the work that's being done to accommodate all of the unique requests, and those are best communicated with the housing office and the student life division. Are we ready for questions? Okay, we've got several questions that have come in, and the first is student response. How should students respond to the census? The census work has come under Student Life at Westmont, so Edie is working on this for us. Edie, do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, the census office has communicated to us that if you're a student or if your son or daughter typically would have been living at Westmont on April 1st, we will count them in our process here through the college. If they would have been living elsewhere, then they would be counted wherever they are residing on April 1st. The census office issued some clarification on this in regard to the COVID-19 pandemic, and they're still saying the same thing. Where you would have been on April 1st is where you will be counted in the census. So your son or daughter will be counted here at Westmont if they were intending to be.
Okay, Edie, thank you. Next question, can Westmont send the caps and gowns to all graduating seniors so that they can have a graduation celebration with their family and have some of the specialness of the day salvaged? And we want to remind you that we actually didn't cancel graduation, we're actually postponing it. And as soon as we can repopulate the campus, we'll move into plans. We hope as many of you that are graduating this spring will be able to come back to campus for that event. And so at this time, we're going to plan to just hold the caps and gowns and not do anything with them yet, in the hopes that we'll be able to actually host the commencement here on campus. Number four is just a question again about the Westmont and San Francisco program, and that's moved into a virtual experience. Number five, will Westmont be following in many other university footsteps of refunding parking permits for the 6 weeks that we have not been on campus? See, actually, we won't. We think that parking is actually very affordable. Most of the cost is a sunk cost that is at the start of the year where we resurface the parking lots. And just as a comparable, I went online today to find out what does it cost at UCSB for student parking. It's $900 a year. And so our rate is $410 a year for parking, $205 a semester, and we think that that's just very reasonable. I know years ago when I was a student here, driving in from Oregon, it was actually hard for me to believe that I had to get a permit because I was so used to just pulling off to the side of the road. Of course, anybody who now comes to Westmont knows there is no side of the road to pull off to, so you need a parking permit to bring your car here. Number six, will any amount from the student activity fee be refunded to students? You know, that's money that goes right into the WCSA account. It's money that the students decide how to spend, and it just rolls forward year to year what isn't used. And so that'll be controlled by WCSA. When will housing decisions for the GLC be sent out to students? That'll be after May 1, and just, again, stay close to us. We're going to continue these calls every Tuesday night at least up through May 5th, and so we'll continue to broadcast that. We want to get beyond any of the decision points. Can you clarify the pass no credit exception is taking place? You have the opportunity to petition with your professor or professors up to April 20th, and you can withdraw from a course or request that you receive a pass no credit grade rather than a letter grade. If you have any questions about this, be sure to contact the registrar's office. I missed this section, my fault. The travel abroad.
Registration is the only other thing.
Travel abroad, the Westmont in Europe and other trips, we're probably within two weeks of making a determination on that. I guess I commented a little on that earlier. Fall registration. Fall registration is going extremely well. One of the difficulties that we're facing is we have sent notifications via email to several students who have not yet responded. And we need you to get advising clearance from your faculty advisor. So please go into your Westmont emails, open them up, and schedule an appointment with your advisor so that you can gain access to fall registration. Is it still okay to travel to Westmont to pick up belongings per California Highway Patrol? The answer is Westmont, we have received clearance from Santa Barbara County Health that they are allowing you to come to campus as an essential activity. We can't say if traveling in from other counties will be treated the same, but we know within the state of California, even though there's a stay-at-home order, they are permitting essential travel, and to date, nobody has been stopped or pulled over. Coming in from other states, that'll be more complicated. And I know that items that we needed to comment on is just the fact we need you to come and clean out your rooms. And so the official date is May 4th, Monday, May 4th. We realize not everybody can get back. Some of you are emailing us that that's a hardship because you live out of state and you won't be able to travel before the ban is lifted, presumably on May 15th. What we ask, if you can come by May 4th, let us know. If you can't come by May 4th, let us know. And we actually want to move into a scheduled understanding of when you will be able to come back. We need you at the latest to try to remove your belongings by the week of Memorial Day. Memorial Day is on May 25th this year. If you can get it by then, that'd be perfect. If you need until the end of that week, that would be great. If we need to extend beyond that, that's going to be a really special circumstance. We've got to turn the rooms. We're hoping to still have a conference schedule this summer, and we also have to do maintenance. So please contact us. We know you're in the this is just complicated. You're feeling the pressure of school, the pressure to perform. You're forced into a new environment. All of us are on uncharted territory. But we really just communicate with us. Let's set something up so that we can kind of have a clear understanding of how we're going to get to the finish line on this semester. Are hotels in Santa Barbara still open? There's a list of hotels on our website that Irene and her team update daily. And so just go to that website. We realize a lot are closed because of the emergency circumstances, but there still are some open spots. If you continue to run into trouble, please contact us directly. We'll work with you. The main thing is we don't want you to be deterred from returning to move out simply because there's no hotel room available. Since the deadline for federal tax returns has been extended, will Westmont deadline for FAFSA submission also be extended? The reality with FAFSA is that's the way in which need-based aid is determined, and so we need you to fill it out as soon as you can. And FAFSA actually works off of a prior year, so if you filed your tax return a year ago, you have enough of the information that we need in order to do for you to fill out the FAFSA and for us to make a determination on need-based aid. Boston University has decided to move this upcoming fall 2020 semester to spring 2021. Is this something Westmont students and their families should prepare for? You know, Boston University, to my knowledge, has only broadcast that as a contingency plan. Today was the first I had heard of that. Harvard's also done contingency planning. We are certainly doing contingency planning, but we plan to repopulate and If the governor lifts the stay-at-home order, if these new drug remedies and these new testing remedies come online, if all of the conditions are met, we intend to be open for business. Even if we had to adjust the calendar for the fall and just make the adjustments that would still allow us to do face-to-face, we want to start the semester with back on campus with the campus fully open. We realize there are moving parts, but we also realize we have a lot of time. And we're going to be doing all the planning. The plans that we're most focused on right now is what behaviors need to change, both from the college and from each of the students, if we are repopulated. How will we monitor? How will we segregate if somebody comes down with a fever? How will we determine who gets treated in what ways? And so we have a lot of work to do internally, but all of it is focused on the belief that we'll be repopulated. Right before we started the call tonight, our chief financial officer and VP of finance read an update that was quite optimistic, the most optimistic I've heard so far in terms of some of the drug remedies that are on a pathway and also some of the key testing mechanisms that would allow us to do quick tests to determine if a person actually is a carrier of the virus. We at least have to know how we'll monitor the community, and we're just going to have to submit to a new rule of life as we live with this virus. So there's a lot to be planned, a lot to be executed, but we intend to be open. One of the things that I would say is, you know, when you think of a school like Westmont, we're the perfect size. We are just an ideal size to respond to this. We can pivot quickly. We're nimble. We can come up with solutions, and we have smart people that are helping us make these decisions. And so I look forward to having our plan in place. I look forward to being able to communicate that fully to you. And we really do want to move forward in a very relevant way. Another question that came in, and this is similar to an earlier one in terms of just are we pressuring students to move out before the governor of California has lifted the stay-at-home order? If you are out of state or if you live quite a ways from campus, and it's just going to be difficult to come and go the same day, boy, we'll work with you. And we also have a couple of options of how you can either hire an external service to pack up your room and we'll store it, or you can contract with just the college itself to pack it up and store it, and we can work out those details. But go online, go to the housing website, and if you still remain dissatisfied with us, just continue to reach out to us, and we'll call you directly and get it resolved. But please know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is just being able to be responsive to you. We want you to feel that connection to Westmont. And we have students from around the state, literally across the country, and even around the world. And so each student has unique challenges and circumstances, and this has created a real difficulty for some of you, and we want to continue to be responsive to it. Now, the thing I know you've been waiting to hear about is what are we going to do about money? And I had really hoped that we could give you a complete answer tonight. We can give you a partial answer. Part of the dilemma is we just, the government and our food provider just haven't been able to reach a complete response themselves, which obviously really impacts us. There are several categories of students. Some of the students just simply won't receive any grant back. For example, we have nearly 200 students who are still here or have been here, mostly here up till now, that have continued on room and board. Students who are at other programs, either run by other colleges or outside the country. The reality is we have calculated the amounts based on what percentage you pay or contribute to your education at Westmont. And so if the college provides a 50% scholarship in a variety of ways, and you provide 50% towards your total cost, then the rebate or the grant will be 50% of that amount. In some cases, there are variables involved. Some of you have asked about fees for different courses. Many of those fees have already been spent. They get spent, you know, a disproportionate amount of the fees get spent as you start a semester just buying supplies. In some cases, there are money's coming back, but it's a percent, you know, it's a percent on the dollar. It's not a dollar for dollar. We are trying to finalize our costs and be able to, our totals, and get that back to you. We do hope you realize that we do have sunk costs, and one of the sunk costs with a food provider like Sodexo is they have to essentially count on a year-over-year workforce, program, and it isn't just a week-to-week like we might imagine. Nevertheless, we're still waiting to hear from Sodexo, and when we hear what amount they'll be able to return to the college, we're intending to pass that entire amount coming back on to you. We do believe that we'll know by May 1, both the government is giving the first half of their money within the next few days, but the second half won't come for 2 weeks, maybe up to a month, and so we've got to wait for that. We also anticipate hearing from Sodexo a final answer by May 1. This morning I was on a webinar with our National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities, and they were talking through with the presidents the guidelines for this, the part of the stimulus package that goes to higher ed. And it is really clear that the government, although they're trying to help and are doing a tremendous job to help, they also have really strict and specific guidelines that we have to follow. And so we'll be communicating those to you as we make the determination. The biggest thing I guess I need to reiterate that I want to be sure you hear is that we are going to work with a percentage. And so you think about your total cost to attend Westmont. what percentage is covered by the college, what percentage is covered by you, and that's going to cover or really guide our decision-making as we prepare these grants back to you. One of the difficulties, some of you don't file a FAFSA, and so it's impossible to determine need, and part of the determination is based on need, and so that's going to impact what can go to some of the families or some of the students. And then I also want to say all of us are in uncertain territory about our own financial resources. And we realize that even though today may look secure, we're not confident of where this is all headed. And so as you head into the fall, absolutely know that if you need additional help, we want to have the conversation with you. And obviously this will all be data-driven and evidence-based, but we really want to work with you to make this work. And so please don't be discouraged by your circumstances. Please know that we really want this to work out, and we really look forward to being back together, to having campus reopen and continuing the great Westmont education. There are others that have come in. Is there any new information on commencement or dates for it? There is no new information. I'll tell you what I said the first night, which was if we're able to repopulate in early summer, we'll try to do something late summer. If we're not able to repopulate till late summer, our likelihood would be to do something over homecoming weekend, which is October 16, 17, 18. And that's the week Fall 4-Day kicks off that week. We want to do commencement with the bagpipers. We want you to have your own ceremony. We want it to be special. And if something happens in between the end of summer and the beginning of summer that leads us to make a modified decision, we'll certainly keep you apprised of that. This is, on the one hand, a huge disappointment for all of us. I absolutely love commencement. The pageantry is just magnificent, and the celebration of students, the seniors. But it's also just such an unusual opportunity. All of us will remember this time of our life the rest of our life. And those of you who are seniors and families who have looked so forward to celebrating this accomplishment will remember the uniqueness under which you had to celebrate. How do seniors pick up their caps and gowns that were ordered? We haven't let go of that, but we'll continue to monitor that and give you more specific directions. Where do we go for more housing information for May term and fall? Go right to the website. And then Edie and her team are the ones who administer this. And John Young is the point person. He's the current director of housing. And so contact John. But go in through housing@westmont.edu. Do students have to do a very thorough cleaning of their room when they move their belongings out? Edie?
Well, we hope so. If that's not possible, we'll work with you. We'd love for the rooms to be left in as good a condition as possible so that when physical plans and the cleaners go in, they can move through that quickly. But if that's not possible, we will work with you.
Okay. Will you be more flexible on cleaning and fines with the room since we're trying to rush out a checkout? I think you just answered that. Okay, Doug, this is one for your team. Can students return their spring books in the fall versus now?
Well, if they're rental books, we'll actually need to get those back sooner rather than later. And the students would have received an email from the textbook center not too long ago that would explain how to do that. And if you didn't see that email, you can check out the website, westmont.edu/bookstore, and get more information there. If they're books that you would have purchased and not rented, you would also have seen some information perhaps at this point on how to sell those back if you want to do a buyback as opposed to keep the book. So, again, we'd like to do that sooner rather than later because those books may be repurposed for classes coming up in future semesters.
All right. Thank you. If we use the storage and packing company, will we be charged for books that we leave behind?
Well, I would think you'd want to sell or return those books rather than just leave them behind. If you're intending to just leave them in your room and not put them in as part of your packing, we wouldn't charge you for doing that, but I would think you'd want to reclaim a little money from those things.
If we are on campus now and doing summer research on campus, do we have to move out? And if so, where will we be placed?
You will likely need to change rooms. We want to consolidate any students who must be here in the summer into one of the residence halls, most likely the GLC. So if you're not living in the GLC, you will need to move out of your room and move into a room in the GLC. Again, work with housing at westmont.edu. John Young will help you. That's what we've sent you emails, and you can reply to the forms, and that will expedite our being able to help you in an efficient manner.
Okay, will students receive an email on how to participate in Spring Sing Online, which is right around the corner on April 25th?
You already have. You should have received an email already. You can check. That would have come from Alex Cameron. And if you have questions about what to do with that, email. Look in your inbox or your spam for something for Spring Sing Online, and you'll find it there. If not, contact Campus Life, and they'll be able to help you there.
Just to reiterate on the grant reimbursements, we will communicate individually with students, so that's coming in the next 3 to 4 weeks, and we will. What I'm trying to communicate is there is a calculation that's going to go into this. We'll explain it. I have been involved in this, and so I'm working with Doug and his team. We intend to just do this as best we can. As soon as we know all of the answers from these outside sources, we'll be able to make a final determination. We're somewhere between 2 weeks and not more than 4 weeks from being able to finalize this. We apologize that it's just taking longer than we thought it would, but we haven't gotten all the information yet. If there is a grant reimbursement, would it be done through a check or taken off next semester's costs? That's actually to be determined, isn't it, Doug? And it's literally what the government is trying to decide. And so I mentioned this webinar I was on this morning. They still have not given us final guidance, and these are some of the wrinkles. You hear about the wrinkles at the big levels in terms of these huge corporations. Well, even at the smaller levels, I will say this has been a very effective process in terms of interface with the federal government, and so I do think we'll get to a successful conclusion here shortly. Oh, yes, and we do want to remind you, I know we sometimes get in the habit of kind of doing questions like it's Siri, and so we just Siri this, Siri that, but if you go to our website, the Frequently Asked Questions section goes over most of the questions that are on your mind and tend to come up. We will continue to answer every question that's sent to us. And then at the end of every call, we actually post these to the website, and we just encourage you to consult there. It's very likely you'll find an answer for a question that you have, and if not, we're happy to continue to answer them here. Is there someone staffing the financial office? Absolutely, every day. Kerwood has a lot of lonely offices to it now, but financial aid is not one of them. Sean is working around the clock, and he and his team are here to help you. So be sure to reach out to financial aid if you have any questions or needs. Okay, we are at the end. I want to pray before we conclude, so please join me in prayer. Gracious Lord, thank you for Westmont. Thank you for the impact it's had through the years and the opportunity we have now, both to steward its work and also be active participants in it. Be especially with our students as they have had to adjust to such a different reality. Give them strength, give them insight, and just give them courage as they persevere. be with the families. I know the joy of having college students home, and it's a secret blessing, a cherished blessing. But it also just creates new realities that are hard, and we just pray that you'll bless each family impacted in this way. And then continue to guide our governmental leaders, our governor here in the state of California, our president, so many people across the country who are facing really difficult decisions. We just pray that they can make them in the most humane way possible. And then guide us in our daily life and in our sense of your presence in our life. Help us to recognize our dependence on you, and help us to be courageous enough to initiate. Thank you for the time we've had tonight. Christ, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, and God be with you.